for Friday, August 28th. This is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Friday. If you're like me, your mind is already looking forward to the weekend, the time that you will spend with family, friends. I encourage you not to forget to spend time with your Lord and Savior. As a matter of fact, it is the most important time that you will spend this weekend, certainly each and every day of your life. Today, we find ourselves looking to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. This portion of Scripture is where we learn about the Lord's Prayer. Open your Bible with me, if you would, to Luke chapter 11, verse 1, and follow along as I read. This is what the Word of God teaches. Now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." And he said to them, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation." And he said to them, "Which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey and I have nothing to set before him.' And he will answer from within, 'Do not bother me, the door is now shut and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is a friend, yet because of his impudence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, "What's the Good of Prayer?" And this is what he wrote: "It is not part of the life of a natural man to pray. We hear it said that a man will suffer in his life if he does not pray. I question it. What will suffer is the life of the Son of God in him, which is nourished not by food, but by prayer. When a man is born from above, the life of the Son of God is born in him, and he can either starve that life or nourish it. Prayer is the way the life of God is nourished. Our ordinary views of prayer are not found in the New Testament. We look upon prayer as a means of getting things for ourselves. The Bible idea of prayer is that we may get to know God Himself. Ask and ye shall receive. We grouse before God, we are apologetic or apathetic, but we ask very few things. Yet what a splendid audacity a childlike child has. Our Lord says, 'Except ye become as little children, ask and God will do.' Give Jesus Christ a chance, give him some elbow room, and no man will ever do this unless he is at his wit's end. When a man is at his wit's end, it is not a cowardly thing to pray. It is the only way he can get into touch with reality. Be yourself before God and present your problems, the things you know you have come to your wit's end over. As long as you are self-sufficient, you do not need to ask God for anything. It is not so true that prayer changes things as that prayer changes me and I change things. God has so constituted things that prayer on the basis of redemption alters the way in which a man looks at things. Prayer is not a question of altering things externally, but of working wonders in a man's disposition. How often do you pray to God? Is it daily? Twice daily? Five times daily? Is it weekly? Is it monthly? Or maybe you can't recall the last time you stopped and prayed unto the Father. Oswald Chambers reminds us today that prayer is food for our spirit. It is by prayer that we are strengthened in our faith and therefore position ourselves well to be used in mighty, mighty ways by God. I hope that following this devotion, you will take a moment and enter into a time of prayer where you can be strengthened by God. Join us tomorrow for our final devotion for this week as we look to the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verse 40. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.